much negativity, how much words do you say that you've captured the negative and you say them in the course of a day? And then you cover it up with, thank you, Jesus, or in Jesus' name. But here, you know, already sown the wild oats. Now you got harvest there, but now you're trying to cover it up with something and it negates, it cancels out everything else. Here is where what comes out of your mouth is going to be very important. You have to discipline and stay disciplined because you're rising. Next sphere is the thermosphere, and it's very important. Okay, give me that. Philippians. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God which works in you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Next verse. Do all things without murmurings and disputings. Here's where we got to check that spirit. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. How much negativity flows out of your mouth? How many things do you do? You do them, but you murmur. You get it done, but you murmur it all the way, complain all the way. In Jesus' name. And then you come to praise the Lord and don't feel nothing. What does it say there in Philippians? Do all things without. There has to be the absence of murmuring. In other words, love your enemy without murmuring. Do good unto them that persecute you without murmuring. Come on, how many really want to be like Jesus? He paid the ultimate price. Okay, so we just read it. We read what the spies said, and we read what Joshua and Caleb, their testimony. They faced the same giants, but they refused to lower their testimony because they remembered the promise. God said, I've given you the land. Amen? Say it with me. Do all things without murmuring and disputing. Get that verse back up for me. Next verse. That you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. How many know the world murmurs and complains? Even in the good time, people still speak negative stuff and talk negatively about themselves. They're capturing the wrong frequencies. They're children of the world. And that's the system of the world, the prince of the power of the air. You have to understand something. The devil, his objective is to get enough voices that are in tune with his frequency. At the Tower of Babel, all the nations were there, all the people were there, and they were able to build because they were all on that one frequency. He understands that principle. And so God, likewise, in the church, on the day of Pentecost, he gathered that it was supposed to be 500. But only 120 showed up. But they were all in the same frequency. And heaven was able to enter the earth realm. And you know, people put a lot of emphasis on speaking in tongues, and it's a gift. But I want you to think about something here. On Pentecost, they actually spoke in languages that other nations that were there could hear them speaking in their language, the mysteries of God. But notice something. on each of them lit, as it were, tongues of cloven fire, cloven tongues of fire. Somebody say fire.
Fire.
I mean, no, fire burns. Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 6, he said, Lord, I'm a man of unclean lips, and I dwell among a people who have unclean lips. So God said, I got a remedy for that. An angel, a cherubim, went over to the altar and took a coal. I mean, when you barbecue coal, when it gets gray, don't touch it. You can put your hand up and you feel the heat coming out of it. It's hot. He took that coal and he put it on Isaiah's lips. It doesn't matter how much you speak in tongues. Have you had the fire placed on your lips? He cleansed his speech. You got a lot of folk that will speak in tongue and then almost cuss you out. After Hooker Messiah, Honda. Get out my way. Child, I got to go to work. Just praise God, just hook them aside and boshi nod. And not everybody, but I think the emphasis is on the fire. God has to cleanse your tongue. There's got to be a cleansing of speaking or capturing the frequencies of heaven. Why? Because he wants heaven coming into the earth realm. See, a lot of folk trying to get up to heaven. God's trying to get down to the earth. He said, we pray thy kingdom come. Thy will be done. Yes, one day we will be caught away, but that's not the issue now. The issue now is establishing the kingdom in the realm called earth. That was our first mandate, and it has not changed. Amen. It's not changed. God says, subdue and have dominion. Amen. In the earth. The earth is the Lord's, but he's leased it out to the children of men. It's a lease. Amen. So how important it is to govern the tongue. The tongue is a little member, and it can be set on fire of hell. Just start talking crazy and mean it. You unleash hell. You keep doing it, demons start following you. And before, not that you, see, saints can't be demon possessed, but they can be demon oppressed. Amen. Amen. I said, saints cannot, not a child of God. He's not going to share the temple with a demon. But through your words and your thoughts and all that stuff, you can be demonically oppressed, or what they call demonized. Amen? So it's very important. Your words will attract. Mm-hmm. It's with words that we bind and loose. But not just in the name of Jesus. We use that name, but the battle is not won until Christ is formed on the inside. You can say Jesus, 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 but like the sons of Sceva, if he's not formed on the inside, the devil's not paying you much attention. But when he's on your lips and his character and nature are governing in your heart, now the devil got some issues. Amen? So here's where all this stuff starts to make sense. The real folk start rising. The phonies remain there playing church. Hypocriting, cold up, mistreating people, you know, just up, you know, up in the house. You know, just doing their thing. And in many cases, on their way to hell. Because they become hypocritical. Remember, the Lord says some strong things. He doesn't have suggestions. He has commandments. It's not the 10 suggestions. They are commandments. And sometimes we water it down with the greasy grace. Well, God understand. Yeah, he did for a while. But now he's holding you accountable. There was a time when you were younger, he winked at your stuff, your foolishness. But now he ain't winking no more. He's saying, get yourself together before I have to come down there and do something. Amen. And get you together. Let me get a little more on a serious note. This is the reason why some leave planet Earth before their time. When people are out from under covering or not yoked into the protocols and order that God has established, I'm telling you, I study this, not in a judgmental way, because my heart goes out to people, but people that refuse to connect, refuse to submit, refuse to become a partner and remain independent, watch their life. It doesn't matter how much they accumulate in the world. Sometimes they accumulate all that and then they come down with a terminal disease. Doesn't run in their family. They were never sick. I have seen this down through these past 43 years of ministry. Stuff like that happened. God has a protocol. He has there's an umbrella, there's a covering where he says there's length of days. He said, my word will be health to your navel. Amen. A lot of people will get healed from stuff that was generational simply because you follow God and you walk with God and you're connected to the body. You're not independent. You're not a rebel. You're not stubborn. You yield to the things of God. And there's an umbrella. You know, he that dwelleth in the secret place, not just visit it sometime, but dwell there. I can't speak for everybody, but I would be afraid to go back. To stuff. I don't even look back by the grace of God. It's too dark. I know where I come from. And all this stuff I boast about in the Lord, I know what the enemy would have waiting on me back there. Amen. It's too dark behind us. No matter what we face going forward, God will give us grace. And we're coming through this mesosphere. Amen. There might have been a time you were hypocritical. Tell somebody, time out. Cut it out. Stop it. Make up in your mind. No more. The word says this, let him that stole steal no more. You've been a thief, stop stealing. You've been lying, let him that lie no more. Make up your mind, go before God, let him deliver you from that lying spirit. Amen. So we see here that the Lord says, murmuring and disputing. Look at somebody real hard, especially if you're next to your wife or your husband, and tell them, stop murmuring and complaining. No, you look up here. You look up here. Stop murmuring and complaining. Do all things without murmuring or disputing. Whatever it is we do in the church, whatever we do on our jobs, do it without disputing.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. Or toll-free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m.